And we are News Talk Radio on News 95.7, but 11 minutes away from 1 o'clock here for this, Wednesday, April 19th already. Time flies, eh? This week just chugging right along. Last night, I heard some of the comments from the U.S. President Donald Trump accusing Canada of unfair practices, creating hardships for dairy producers, a typical Trump moment where he says, we're going to ask questions, but we don't really care about the question. We want solutions. What are the solutions? Well, we've had supply management here in this country for almost four decades. It's been described as a cartel by many. Because as you look it up in the dictionary, that's exactly what it is. Research coordinator with the Atlantic Institute for Market Studies, Jackson Doart, is our guest here this afternoon. And I know from past conversations with Marco Navarro-Gini that Ames has taken a stand against supply management. So when you hear Donald Trump saying this is a bad thing for Americans, should that worry us? Should that worry Ames? Should that worry producers in this province?
Well, I think it should worry us in the sense that there's a policy that's probably going to be forced upon us here, which isn't good strategically. There could be greater collateral effects from it, which is too bad. On the other hand, this is something that really we should have been doing quite a while ago, phasing out supply management. After the 2011 election, there was a call for government to start phasing it out, and they didn't do it. They tried to increase the quotas. They didn't end up doing that. In a way, this is kind of a long time coming with this. And while I agree, of course, that not all of the problems for Wisconsin dairy farmers are caused by Canada, nonetheless, there's a point here, which is that the idea of free trade as it works internationally is reciprocation, right? The whole idea, we drop our barriers, you drop yours. Mm-hmm. Canada wants to be able to export all over the world. In order to grow our economy. And yet, in this particular aspect of ours, we put up some pretty significant barriers to others at our own expense, I would say. It's very much in our own interest to get rid of supply management.
Just reading some of the comments that the dairy industry in our part of the world says that the biggest problem with Wisconsin is they are producing more milk than the market can buy up. That's essentially why the proponents of supply management have said our system in Canada works well. But if you're struggling with a minimum wage job and you've got a couple of kids and you're going to buy milk, it's not affordable. We have some of the highest prices in the country. So if it's a balance, I'm not sure that balance is working for the benefit of consumers now more so than it is for the dairy farmers who, let's be honest, many of them have million-dollar operations.
And another way to look at it is in comparison to the United States without the quota system. So our prices are have grown ever since supply management was implemented, to the point where, you know, it's twice or more the price of milk there. And when you say that the problem is that they're supplying too much, well, they should be wanting to export, which one would think is why they're interested in the Canadian market. There's no reason that we can't have a thriving dairy industry and a market-based system. It works for everything else. Why is it that we should have a cartel for these industries?
Jackson Doart is here with us this afternoon. Given that the proponents, again, of this system that we have are saying it's about stability and, you know, we perhaps are protected, and that's what it's about, let's be honest. But my contention has always been, why can't we, like maple syrup, promote the fact that we have good product with a secure food stream? Why should we not be able to compete based on that alone?
True. And another example, of course, is every other kind of food that we buy. I mean, we have a buy local movement. Yeah. In agriculture. A lot of people in our society think that it's better to buy from local farmers. They have the choice to do so, but other people can go to the grocery store and buy imports if they want to. Mm. Now, why is it that for eggs, poultry, and milk, we say, no, you can't? Because we think that this is the way that the industry ought to run. I think the most critical point here is that this really is against the spirit of trade, which is something that generally in Canada we're in favor of. We're in favor of more trade with our largest partner in the United States, but also around the world. And when people ask about how it is that our industry will succeed in the future, we should be looking to exports more instead of just kind of hunkering down on these on these very small markets and trying to, you know, cordon off our own part of it. Why don't we go and try to outbid someone else? And why don't we provide better Canadian milk to Americans instead of just saying, well, we want to exclude them from our market?
And you raise some really great points. And I know we spoke with a gentleman who was here on the invitation of Ames not long ago to talk about this buy local issue. And I was at my in-laws on the weekend, and my father-in-law has been working with the blueberry land for many years. Price of blueberries has crashed. And part of the reason is, so many people got into it. There's so much product, and yet there's really only one buyer unless you want to export. No one seems to be all that interested in not selling to, you know, they want to sell to the biggest producers in the province, or sort of the biggest processors in the province. But go to the grocery store. Are you buying Nova Scotia blueberries if you're buying blueberries? No, you're not.
Right.
You're buying product from elsewhere.
Right. Another point I would make on this, of course, is that there are other examples of countries that have successfully done away with this, Australia and New Zealand at the top of the list, including New Zealand, that after getting rid of their supply management, under the old system, the cartel model, they were having 1% annual growth, and then it moved to 4%. Markets are good for industry. It makes them more competitive, more productive. We should want a dairy industry and an agriculture sector as a whole that is competitive in an international sense, not just one that can provide food for the small population that's here.
We're going to be talking with a dairy farmer. He's actually the president of Nova Scotia's Federation of Agriculture a little later on in the program, and I suspect that it would be a bit scary to suggest, you know what, there will be no guarantees. If we change the system, your quota and all of the provisions that are in place now that guarantee you an income, and I mean, there are risks to be taken, and, you know, it wasn't that many years ago people had to go into huge debt in order to buy quota and operations. But, you know, to see your business grow by 4% but without a guarantee, I think that's where the industry might be a little bit, you almost would have to drag them kicking and screaming, I would assume.
I mean, this is kind of picking up on what I said earlier, that, you know, if 10 years ago or half a decade ago we said we're going to start this process now when we don't have a crazy president next door basically forcing policy on us, it would have been a lot more possible to soften the blow, as it might still be. But I think that part of the way that the conversation needs to change on this, and this happens with other issues as well, is that one understands the perspective of people who have a self-interest in keeping the status quo, but it isn't society's interest generally, especially when you consider, as we say, consumers having to pay higher prices for staple foods. I, of course, support their right to argue their point of view, but we also need them to be participating in how it is that we're going to change the system for the better, and including moving to a market system. So, I don't know. I think that this is something that we need to press them on as well.
It'll be interesting to see how our government, our federal government, responds. And I haven't heard anything from the provincial government yet, but perhaps that'll come with cabinet meeting. Our research coordinator with the Atlantic Institute of Market Studies, Jackson, thanks for coming in.
Thank you very much.
Appreciate this.